lot about a person by a single spoken word like, hello. Even if that person has a mask or layers of them, as most of us do. After all, what could be more revealing than the mask one wears? Speech is so direct, such a complete turning outside of what is inside, that to try to mask it is to reveal more of the whole. Some people are disturbed to hear their own voice played back on a tape recording. It's like catching a glimpse of yourself in the mirror at a party. Who is that stranger? It is difficult to know objectively the sound of your own voice. But it becomes easier as you learn to hear the voices of others more fully. Real strangers can help you. Listen openly to people speaking in a foreign language. Beyond the words is the true meaning. Understand the speakers by the sounds they make. Sweet folks, critical ones, cunning or defensive ones, the pure sound of a sympathetic heart. Or listen to English being spoken while pretending you don't know the language. Listen to friends and pretend they are strangers in a strange land. Listen to people with detachment, without wanting a certain thing to be so, without judgment, just for the practice of it. What you will hear is the cadence of desire on their voices, their rising and falling prototype of musical cadence. It is there, raw, every time someone speaks. So-called tonal languages, like Chinese, seem almost sung. Singing is, in fact, the extension of the tonal impulse that arises in speech. All languages are tonal in the sense that rising and falling pitch mirrors the tide of feeling in the heart. Even the monotone of a lecturer on statistics shows by its variegations of gray the desire for the rainbow trapped inside. Just like a faded monochrome can leave a more vivid impression than a color movie. Maybe beneath the lecturer's mask lies a secret passion for numbers. But to hear the passion, you have to take yourself out of the equation. Listen empty. When your critical mind disappears, other people's speech takes on the pristine clarity of pre-language. Non-critical listening is the way to learn the sound of your own speaking voice. You have to listen to yourself with dispassion and a cool remove. Your voice will then be your best helper, your intimate friend. The stranger in the mirror will become your confidant, the one who unveils you and protects you at the same time. This takes a little practice and a little courage, like diving. But unlike diving, you could do it any place or any time, like the next word you speak.